We're going to hear more now about President Obama's deficit reduction plan. In a moment, NPR's Julie Rovner will check the facts on his vision to reform Medicare. But first, for a broader view of the president's blueprint, we turn to NPR's Jim Zeroli. And Jim, how does the president think he can cut $4 trillion in 12 years from the deficit?
Well, this was the president's effort really to respond to the plan put out by Congressman Paul Ryan, you know, to show he's serious about reducing the deficit, but wants to do it on his own terms. One of the things he pointed out was that at the rate the country is going, by 2025, every cent in the federal budget is going to have to go to entitlement programs or to pay interest on the debt. Anything else the government wants to do, it will have to borrow to pay for. So the president says, we have to take this on. His plan would reduce the deficit, as you point out, by $4 trillion within 12 years. That's $2 trillion in spending cuts, then $1 trillion more in what they call base broadening, which essentially means tax deductions and loopholes, especially for high-income Americans. And then finally, because the total amount of debt would be going down, interest payments would get smaller, the White House says, and that's another $1 trillion in savings.
Let's focus on the $2 trillion in spending cuts that President Obama is talking about. Where would he make those cuts?
Well, there haven't been a lot of specifics so far. I mean, the White House did talk about cuts in non-security discretionary spending. The White House is talking about cuts in agriculture subsidies, federal pension insurance system. The White House also says that increases in security spending, which includes military spending, would be held below inflation, which would mean defense spending would be cut over time. Now, defense spending is a very big part of the budget, obviously. It's one area that's been politically off limits in budget cuts, but the president is saying this is an area we need to look at.
And Mr. Obama introduced something new to the budget debate, what he calls a debt fail-safe trigger. Mm-hmm. What is a debt fail-safe trigger?
Well, the president says by the middle of the decade, the budget deficit needs to stabilize. In other words, it just needs to stop growing as a percentage of the nation's gross domestic product. If it doesn't, this fail-safe would kick in, which would mean, you know, automatic spending cuts. Now, this fail-safe would not be triggered in certain conditions if the country's in a national security emergency like a war or if there's a severe recession. The cuts also wouldn't apply to Social Security, Medicare, and low-income programs. Those would not be touched. Of course, these are some of the biggest areas of in the federal budget, especially Medicare. And if those are off the table, then the cuts in spending will have to come from other areas of discretionary spending. And so those cuts would have to be pretty brutal.
So, Jim, today we got President Obama's speech about deficits and the budget. Last week, Congressman Paul Ryan presented his ideas. How would you describe the big differences between the two?
Well, one of the biggest is involves the Bush-era tax cuts, which would expire at the end of 2012. This is an extension of the debate that took place last year. We know the positions pretty much. The Republicans want to continue the cuts. The president says he wants to end them for the wealthiest Americans. He says he's not going to be talked into extending them again the way he was last year. So if he holds on to that, look for a huge battle next year.
Okay, Jim. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zeroli.